Blog Talk Radio.
I'm late. Forgive me. Is computer buffering? Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man Beach Bump Guy live on the Off Rip, September 14th, 2023. My bad for the tardiness. I'm in here watching the game. I'm doing some work. My little cousin's over, and the Eagles just got scored on. We look bad. I guess it's going to be a long year. But this is why we enjoy football, because it's a long season. You never really know, you know. We look bad now. Food's here. We look bad now. But, you know, you don't want to look great by week two. You want to look great by week 17. But right now, nothing looks great. Defense don't look awful. Defense looks like it can make the we can create turnovers on anybody. But then we get drove down the field really quickly. But, you know, we got three turnovers in the first half. Your offense only scores 3 points. I can't be mad at the defense. I can't blame them for getting seven put up on them. But I don't want to start complaining. Welcome to the Off-Ramp Show for the people, by the people, that by the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. He's popping in these streets, my streets, your streets, streets all around the world. We like to keep running the ball. We like to discuss all types of politics, religion, we try to keep the names and faces hidden so that, you know, no one gets fired from their job. We try to get that to mom. We try to make sure. No, I'm sorry. They messed us up. Don't you hate when people mess up the order? All right, yeah, get that to mom. Hey, give me that other one. We try to make sure that everybody's good. Don't turn it upside down. There's food in there. Keep it straight. We try to make sure everybody's good. Life is good, but we're trying to discuss all types of different things. I know I'm repeating myself. There's a lot going on. Forgive me. This is what happens on the Off-Ramp. So, if you want to call in, feel free to hit us up, 929-477-3975. You can catch us all on the socials. You can catch us all on the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Twitches, all that good stuff. Look, I'm going to try to do the show tonight. I would like to discuss some pretty serious topics. Not really, really serious, but some, like, life-defining topics. But the Eagles game is on, and we look bad. So I don't know how great this show's going to be. I don't know how distracted I'll be. But I can promise you is that I will do my best. Please forgive me real quick. Hey, Julian, give me a fart. That's how it goes, man. Look, when you don't get paid for stuff, like, it just is what it is. Like, we do this for free. We do this out of love. We try to enjoy ourselves. Sometimes the shit's fucked up. I got my cousin Jack in the building. Jack, what's popping in these streets, man? How you holding up?
Yo, I'm good. Getting kicked out.
These kids, man. Do you want to tell the people? Look, so my cousin, can I tell the people? So my cousin called me the other day. He got, look, and I know because, look, when my cousin first got here, he was hitting me up. We was hanging out, just real chill. I was just trying to make sure he was cool around the area. He was coming over to the crib, have a couple drinks, chill out, you know what I mean, get some good conversation. And then he disappeared on me for like 3 months. So I would call him just to check on him, make sure he's good. He's an adult. Like, what am I going to do? He's young. I know he don't want to hang out with his 45-year-old cousin all the time, so I get it. But he called me in the middle of the day, and I was like, uh-oh, something wrong. Kicked out. He called me and was like, yo, I've been kicked out. And I was just like, out of the service? He's like, no, out of my apartment. Or what were you? You were in your own apartment? Government lease. I don't even know what that means, y'all. I guess.
I have to pay for it.
So it's like your own apartment free of charge. Yeah. And so what? So you got kicked out because you let a girl. Well, you were late. You had a girl over and you were late.
Yeah. So I was late, but that one that got me kicked out. It was when they asked me why I was late. I said I had a girl over. And
when keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to have a girl over, or you can't have a girl stay the night in government lease?
Not past 10.
10?
Yeah, that's a stinker.
I don't know why the U.S. government armed forces doesn't like gay people if they want people out by 10. They're going to put you to war. They might as well let you get some action.
Yeah.
So my cousin's been scrambling trying to find a place to live. But you got a place to live now, right?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I got my brother Blur in the building. Blur, welcome back to the off-ramp, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man. Blessing. Highly favored, man. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me on, as always. You said something I wanted to ask you about. Why do you think the U.S. the armed forces don't like the gay people? I think they love the gay people. I mean, the gay people going to do whatever they can just to be in the armed forces, be in there.
Yo, you can't even say gay, yo.
Yeah,
wasn't that the whole bill? Don't say gay?
No,
they got rid of that.
You can say gay now? You can be in the armed services and say you gay? Blur.
Yeah, they ended the don't say gay. Bill, I thought your cousin was about to fill you in. Yeah, man. They got rid of that. That was Obama, man. Thanks, Obama, who was on some don't say gay. Be gay, don't say gay. And they got rid of that. They're like, nah, man. Live your truth. And really, they raised the standards.
So,
like, I was listening to something they were talking about that the military is woke now. That's part of the reason they keep saying the woke military, because, you know, they allow people to be gay. But really, it's because they put them like, they call it AI. They call everything AI, but some automated standards in that, like, determine if you're allowed to be in the military. And once they put that in, I mean, recruitment done went down. That ain't got nothing to do with people being gay. It's just they done raised the standard for people to get in the military. But you're allowed to be gay.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying. Hold on. That's what I'm confused at. Are you allowed to tell people you're gay or not in the military? Yes or no? Jack, do you know?
I mean, there's some obvious...
gays.
Yeah.
Yo, some of these people just be flamboyant, y'all. They just like tight clothing. Look, and I ain't knocking gay people, y'all. I don't care if y'all in the military or not. Look, if you willing to sign up and go to war for your country, I don't care what you are. Because I wouldn't. I already pay taxes. I don't feel like I have to sign up.
Yo, did I ever tell y'all... tell you maybe on the pod about the gay dude I thought stole my girl?
The gay dude that what?
Stole my girl.
How a gay dude steal your girl?
Yo, so in college, in undergrad, I was dating this chick. It had to be like my sophomore or junior year. This young boy came in. I think he was from California. And we just knew he was gay. We knew he was gay. Like, he used to smack his lips, all that stuff. Like, he was on the track team, but he wasn't, like, really on the track team. Like, he was there, but he wasn't good, so he ain't really, like, you know what I mean? I'm not even sure if he got a uniform, but he used to practice, so you know what I mean? And we was doing something, and I had all the dudes. I had everybody come out, and I had a thing. I'm like, yo, I'm going to make them sing to my girl. Because I was the captain, so yeah, fuck it. Y'all going to sing to my girl. So I brought them out to the track. Brought my girl over one day, and I made him sing to my girl. And he was like, yo, that's your girl? Everybody was telling me about your girl. I didn't know. oh, you like them thick. And I'm like, yeah, just watch your eyes. Only watch your eyes. I'm thinking he's looking at her like as competition or something. And I'm like, and so the next day or the next week, my girl was like, yeah, to do David or whatever, yeah, I got a homegirl I think would like him. And I'm like, yo, he was out there singing and everything. Like, how do you even know, dude? But all right. I mean, we used to have parties and everything, so I'm pretty sure they was around each other every once in a while. I didn't think nothing of it. And so me and her introduced him to a girl. It didn't really last long. The girl was like, nah, it didn't really work. Cool. Next you know, me and my girl having troubles, you know what I mean, cheating or whatever I'm doing. And somebody was like, yo, you know she, David was over your girl crib washing clothes. Wait, who? David, who?
What?
Yeah, he was over your girl crib washing clothes. Nah, ain't no way. Ain't no way, bitch. Ain't over my girl crib washing clothes. Because I know what it means to be over somebody's crib washing clothes. Because it's the only one washing and drying. But y'all just there chilling most of the time. And next you know, like, I wasn't really trying to get her back. Not get her back because, you know, I got caught cheating and everything. But I'm like, that's whatever. Next thing you know, it's like, oh, yeah, now she just washing his clothes. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, hell no. Like, oh, shit, I done lost my girl for real. I don't want her back now. All this time, I thought this nigga was gay. Turns out he wasn't gay. We all thought he was gay. Like, Coach even thought he was gay. I mean, I'm up there. His mom came to visit one day. I'm up there talking to his mom like he gay. And I'm like, yeah, you know, we take care of our people, let them be their whole thing and everything. Turns out he just didn't have a dad in his life. He was just living around his wife. He grew up with just his mom and, like, aunt. So he had a lot of feminine mannerisms, apparently.
So you didn't lose your girl to a gay nigga. You just lost your girl to somebody who had a soft-ass voice.
Soft-ass voice. Whatever, man. His wrist was always broken. His wrist was always broken. He used to smack his lips, and he walked with a switch, so a twitch, whatever you call it. Everybody thought the nigga was gay.
It seems like all of y'all were wrong. Because it doesn't sound like he did anything gay. He just, you know... It just sounds like he talked about it.
Should have changed
who he dated. Yeah, I was going to say, did he ever, like, date a dude while y'all were together? Oh, we scored. E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O. Did he ever, like, date a dude while y'all were there?
Not that I know of, but most people who were gay kept it, like, under wraps. Like, we did have a gay dude on the team, which everybody kind of somewhat thought he might have been gay. He ain't come out as gay till man later, so...
Y'all didn't like gay people at HBCUs?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a lot of them. Do your thing. I mean, my roommate was in the band, so, man. We got plenty of gay people.
A lot of gay people in the band, is it? Man, you both was in the band.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And there was gay people in the band in high school. There's just more gay people in the band in college.
Was a lot of gay people in our band. Ain't one of them a girl now? No, I'm serious. I think one of our high school classmates is like a girl now.
Hey, man, I don't keep up with them. The dude who took my girl or whatever, who scooped in when I fumbled the bag, yeah, he got a kid now and everything, like married and divorced. I still think he might slightly be gay, but, you know, clearly I was wrong.
It seems like you're entirely wrong. He has a wife and a girlfriend. I mean, and a daughter. Or a child.
Oh, no, he's not married. He's not married, but he do got a daughter.
Yeah. Well, shout out to the gay dude that took your girl, y'all. Sounds like cool.
Had my girl washing his clothes. Had my girl washing his clothes. You don't know how mad I was.
Now, I will say, I don't want to say I had, but I did. there was a girl in college who I was extremely close to. She was a great friend. She used to clean our apartment all the time, and I never messed with her. And she would come through, vacuum, dust. Thank God for her, too. Because if it wasn't for her, I don't think we would have ever vacuumed in the 6 years that we were there. But so maybe she was watching Frozen tonight.
She wasn't fucking nobody. We had girls come and clean up the crib, too. But one of the people was fucking them. Always. Somebody was fucking her.
Well, I say this. I wasn't fucking her. I knew who her boyfriend was. He was in North Carolina. There was a dude on the football team that was fucking her. But he didn't live with us.
Not a sweetheart or anything? Like, why would someone randomly just sleep?
She was asking you out. Because she was one of my good friends.
I had good friends. I didn't say that. Problem.
Well, you're extremely selfish.
No, I'm not. Who was the fucking one? Where are you cleaning?
Aaron cleaned all of us.
You're extremely selfish. Who does that? That's so random.
You want to help clean your homeboy's apartment up?
No. Homeboy's staying there. No, yeah. Only problem is if it was so disgusting and I need to use the bathroom, then I clean it up so I wouldn't be in filth.
Now, our apartment and house was the place to be, though. So we consistently had parties. We was always providing the alcohol. We never charged the girls. Well, we told people to bring bottles, but she was told don't bring a thing because she helps clean the crib.
Mm-hmm.
She could always eat.
I mean,
I thought that was a good trade-off.
I mean,
you mean tell me with your boy Steve? Let's go to your guy friend. Hey, DJ C. Sire, welcome to the offer. How you doing tonight? Uh-oh. But you mean tell me, let's talk about your guy friends. Your guy friends hooked you up with drinks all the time.
Food, laundry,
all that. You want to help clean their crib and help them out? Why are they hooking you up? What you giving them?
Helping me.
Well, what?
Hanging out. A place to hang out.
So you ain't going to help them out?
You said I wouldn't, but maybe you didn't expect it and I didn't just do it.
I want to say her name, but I know she's married to her. I think they dated in high school, but I know she's married to her college sweetheart, and I just don't want him to be upset. But again, like, I never mess with her. One of the nicest girls I've ever met in my life. Great cleaning lady. If I'd have known.
Honestly, she loved Teresa. She was the best person in the world.
Dope. Top five. Top five people I've ever met in my life. If I'd have known then what I know now, I'd have took her to different people's apartments and had her clean, and we could have made money.
No.
We could have started a whole business. She was cute, too. But.
I love her.
Shout out to her. She was dope. All right. I guess we got to get into the show. All right. Nobody's on there. Blur, anything in specific you want to talk about tonight? I'm all over the place, man. We just got our food. What you got, Blur? You got anything specific before I get into my topic?
I ain't got nothing specific, so now we can get into whatever, man. I don't know if M Extra or Hove is on the line. I kind of wanted to fire up Hove. And M Extra, we talked. I had already started watching Captain Fall, so I went ahead and finished Captain Fall. Yeah, man, I'm open to anything. One thing I do want to say, man, just go back to the football. I hate NFL players wearing number zero. Just want to throw that out there, man. It looks so ugly.
I like the zero. The Russell Westbrook trend?
I don't like it. I don't think it looks good. Maybe I got to see it on the right uniform, but not a fan. 10 out of 10, would not recommend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where the number zero trend came from. I don't know where it came from. But a lot of kids rock number zero now. Cool. It's an extremely, what's cool about it though? Like, what's being zero? Does it mean, is it like all just, like, okay, so Jack, you hoop. Did you know a lot of kids that won the number zero? Was it just because of Westbrook, or was it like supposed to be some like mental thing? Nobody's better than me.
Not zero, more like one, two, and three. I saw a lot of that. Like, people wanted those numbers. Like, less than, more than, I feel like 23 almost.
23?
Like, I know, what, Melo, because Melo kind of grew up with us.
No, Melo grew up with me.
Not Carmelo, the real Melo.
Who?
Oh, fuck.
LaMelo? What about LaMelo?
Oh, my God, yo. You call him the real Melo? He doesn't even want a scoring title.
Hey, he just got there. Melo was greatness in his first game.
Yeah.
What's he scored his first game?
He was rookie of the year.
Melo was rookie of the year.
Was he?
Yes.
Look, I like who you think ends up at the end. At the end of his career, who do you think is better, going to end up being better, LaMelo or Carmelo?
LaMelo.
No way. Carmelo's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. I mean,
LaMelo plays for Charlotte. We forget he's even in the NBA.
He's coming back, man. We coming back.
That sounds terrible. We have a man Hove in the building. Hove, Blair wanna fire you up for your hot seats.
Well, first of all, hold up. Before I even fire up Hove, not even for his hot takes, just for his garbage ass team. But I was thinking about this, man. All of our NFL hot takes are looking bad after week one. Like, I really thought AFC East was gonna do something. I mean, AFC East was gonna do something. They all lost. If the two teams didn't play each other, all four teams in the division would have lost. It looked bad. I don't think I saw one anything that leads me to think that our hot takes are going to pan out. Not after week one, at least.
After week one, my hot take is looking good.
What was yours?
What'd you say?
What was your hot take?
Did the Chiefs would make the playoffs?
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Yo, I'm nice at this, yo. I gamble, yo. I'm addicted. What that makes? Oh, yeah, the Jets hopes went down. Yo, I know we've discussed it at nauseam. It's crazy how quick the week was. Yo, Aaron losing his season in the first four plays of Sunday night. Was it Sunday night or Monday night? It was Sunday night because the Giants got their ass. Oh, the Giants got their ass with Sunday. So Monday night. The first four plays. And that sucks, yo, tearing your Achilles. And it's one of those things when you get older, yo. Like, for all of us that still hoop as we get older, sometimes when you go to push off, you get that feeling. See, Jack, you don't know yet. You still young. You good. When you get to about 30 and you still out here trying to hoop, you go to land and you like, hold on, is it over? That's what you say, is it over? Like, is all this over? And you pray that it's not your Achilles. And it sucks. Like, Aaron Rodgers came out. Like, Aaron Rodgers don't even believe in 9/11. mushrooms. And he came out of the game with the big American flag running on the field, all this hoopla. The Jets got a great team, and they won the game, which everyone forgets, which is crazy because we should really be shitting on Buffalo. Like, Buffalo lost opportunity. Like, how to really have a bad day. I mean, it sucks that you already live in Buffalo, but you couldn't beat the Jets without a Hall of Fame quarterback. Shout out to my man, Russ. I know you probably hear this. He's going to text me and fuck you. I still love you, my brother. But, man, yo, all that hype, and that's why sports are amazing, because you can prepare. And then one thing goes wrong, and you got to reset. There's just no choice. Jack, what did you think when you saw Aaron Rodgers got hurt?
Disappointment.
Was you excited to watch him? Like, was you hyped to see Aaron Rodgers?
Hyped to see team New York, place in New Jersey, have a pretty hopeful season. So they won, but, I mean, star player, biggest pickup, gets hurt. It's a very sad moment. The team that I was hoping.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. Hoes, what you got on Aaron Rodgers on?
So before I talk about Aaron Rodgers, I do have to retort my man just going in on my squad like that. Listen, we forgot that it was week one. We thought we had 4 weeks in the preseason, so we came out in the preseason mentality, and that's gone. We on the Arizona right now, and we ready to redeem ourselves and play the kind of football that we're supposed to play. We thought we were something else, right? We thought we were one team, and we've since learned we're not who we thought we are, and we got to regroup and change the game plan and make sure that we get back to running the football and controlling the game and not just throwing the football all around, because our O-line is not good, so we gotta work to their strength. But I hate to say this, and it's way too soon. It's a real dick move to say, but the best thing that happened for us was Aaron getting hurt. Because it took us out of the headlines. Like, everybody wanted to talk about the other team in New York. So we got ourselves off the headlines, which I was like, man, like, it sucks to see my man go down. Like, that type of injury is why I don't hoop. Like, the man's, what, 38 years old? Tearing an Achilles? I don't know how hard Aaron's going to work to come back. Like, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play, but I don't know that he'd be in the gym grinding, like putting the work in. I think he just puts the work in as a quarterback, and that's a tough injury to come back from at that age. I don't know what we're gonna get for 2024. I don't know if it's gonna motivate him enough to grind, to push, to be like, nah, I can't end it like this. Or is he going to go back to the, I want to be on Jeopardy. I'm kind of thinking about the end of my career. Like, I'm very interested to see how he responds to it.
Blur, I think he's too conceited, too arrogant, if you will, to let it end this way. I can't imagine that he's going to go out the last play of his career as an injury. And I know a lot of people want to, like, go out under their own terms, like, think that's, like, the goal for every professional athlete. But I just don't see him, like, letting it in that way. One, he's a quarterback, so he doesn't really have to be all that athletic. And with modern, like, medicine and technology, I'm not sure how hard he's going to have to work. If they could just, like, repair it and him take time, as long as he don't get too overweight, he might not have to be in the gym and, like, pushing it to rehab. It might be an easy rehab for him. I mean, either way, I think he definitely comes back to go out under his own terms.
Wait, time
is
out,
it
going to
be in New York, though?
Hold on. You just said that you think the technology is to the point where it's an easy rehab at 38 years old to bring
easier
all
than
the
relatively.
Power
back? He's not going to have to, like, no, I don't think he's going to have all the power. Like, they could, I'm pretty sure they can surgically repair whatever's there, and he's just going to have to, like, work a little bit. I ain't saying, like, it's going to be easy.
No,
I don't think it's a cakewalk, but I think he's going to have to, like, do some, like, pool work.
And you think it'll be, bro, that's an
I mean, easy is the wrong word. I won't say easy, but I don't think it's going to be grueling. I don't think it's going to turn into a Rocky montage. Like, I don't think it's going to be that hard. Like, I mean, pretty sure he's going to have to work out every day. He ain't going to be in there doing 2 or 3 days. He's probably going to get his rub downs or whatever, go see his doctor, get his MRIs, his x-rays, or whatever else you have, you his CT scans, hit the pool, hit the treadmill, do some one-legged band twisty things or whatever. You know, 6 months to a year. He ain't going to be, I mean, he's never going to be what he was, but I think he'll be good enough to go out there and stand in the pocket and throw. He ain't going to be running around,
yeah,
but I don't think he needed to be running around anyway.
Yeah, his career's fucking over, yo. Let's be real, yo. He's damn near, he's 38. He tore his Achilles. Any of us that's had surgery post 30? Yo, he ain't going to be right for 2 more years. He's just 40. He's fucking done, yo. It sucks.
Yeah, you're with me, right? I'm like, the only way he's not, though, is if it really, really turns him up. Like, where he works harder than he's ever worked before to come back. I just don't know if he got that much love for it.
The man gets high off of mushrooms. He ain't working hard, yo. You act like we don't know drug users, yo. He's a mushroom head. You know what we call them? White crackhead. He's fucking done. And look, I'll be the first one to say I was wrong if he comes back and becomes MVP. I'll be the first one to say I was wrong. Hot take, Aaron Rodgers is fucking done.
Yeah, you cooked
him. Huh?
I said, man, you just cooked him, huh?
He's a crackhead who's done. Like we just saw Tom Brady win a Super Bowl at over 40. I think A-Rod could come back, and he probably ain't going to win a Super Bowl, but I definitely suits up and stands in that pocket again.
You know what Tom Brady's not? A crackhead. Yeah, now he's a pedophile.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie.
Oh, Lord.
Like 10 years old.
Yo, you can't be kissing little boys on the mouth when you're grown. We can't get mad at Michael Jackson and let Tom Brady ride for that. I don't care if it's his son or not. I'd be pushing my son off me when he want a hug, yo. Stop it up. All legends. Just joke. I don't mean Tom Brady's a pedophile. I do mean Aaron Rodgers.
But back to the hot takes. I do want to let you know the Chiefs are tied for second in the AFC West. They only – I mean, the Raiders is the only team that won some, so they definitely going to still got a chance to make the playoffs. That said,
the
bum-ass
guy. What the fuck are you doing? It's been 1 week. I'm sure everyone's tied at something. I'm just saying.
Hey, well, there you go. There you go.
Hot take, we're still going to the playoffs.
I could be wrong. I'm just saying that after 1 week, my hot take is the right one so far. I can only be either wrong or right after 1 week. And right now, they're 0-1. And they lost to a team who didn't make the playoffs last year. I'm on the right side of my hot take. That's all I'm saying. I'm closer to my hot take than y'all are to y'all.
Yeah, I have to have a new hot take because my hot take, I mean, it could still be right, but he's not even on the same team. My hot take was that he was taking the place of Brock Purdy, and that man got traded.
Blur want to fire you up for your hot take.
Oh, so new hot take, we still going to the playoffs.
Shit.
Keep the receipt.
So week three, let's just jump right to it. How do you feel your bum-ass Giants are going to do with the best team in NFL right now?
We're going to shock the world.
The best team in the world? Is this
That's
your
what the man said.
I said the best team in the NFL, but, yeah, you know, I don't think no one else plays American football. So, yeah, best team in the world.
Nah, yo, if you ain't played, ain't that what you said 2 weeks ago? If you ain't played the world, you can't claim it.
Yeah, but don't nobody else play the sport. Like, there's other people in the world who play basketball. I don't think no one else plays American football.
They got games in Europe all the time.
There's
I got
Europe
a buddy that coaches football. I got a buddy
yeah, they
that
play football
in
Europe, bro.
I mean, I thought
they
NFL
did.
Europe just... was over. I didn't know they still had teams. I know they got Canadian football, but.
And my buddy coaches in Germany. Go ahead, Jack. What you going to say?
They got, like, rugby.
That's a whole different sport.
Yeah, that's how they...
But, no, they got football in Europe. My boy coaches up. Well, he used to coach over there in Germany. No coach no more.
But what do they call it? Like, do they call it, like, Manchester United
football,
American football?
I mean, I would have to find the
football.
Exact name of the team.
They don't call
it's
it
football,
American. Though. It's just football.
They can't call it football because they call it soccer football.
That's football. That's football.
I just told you they coach football. I mean, they play football in Europe. You don't think I know what type of football I'm talking about?
No, he said they call it football. I said you can't call it football because they call soccer football. So I was wondering, what do they call it?
Football.
Yeah,
no,
soccer is football.
In Germany. Where Gus coaches, when he's coaching in Germany, I asked him the same question. I was like, do they say, hey, we're playing American football? He said, no, they just call it football. They just know that there's a difference. Mm. It's like there.
Watch the football.
How do they know the difference? Like, I mean, I guess you got to use contact food.
I mean, no one's there. I mean, American football there isn't as popular. So, like, if you're going to a football game, if you say, hey, we're going to the football game, everyone knows when the soccer match starts. Hey, watch out background. Hey, who's doing dishes? Like, if you're going to – so the way my man Gus explained it to me is if you're saying, hey, we're going to the football game, everyone knows when the soccer matches are. Everyone knows that schedule. So no one's going to confuse a soccer match with a football match because football's like pickleball.
Now you're like, what if you were a kid and you're going, like, yo, I'm going outside to play.
Yo, you want to hear something funny, Blair? It's called the European League of Football.
The European League of Football. The ELF.
Which the acronym is ELF.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have never known. I would have never known.
You need to fucking listen, man, you know. How come you don't listen, you know?
First off, I mean, you still ain't telling me how they distinguish between the two, but all right.
I told you, it's by the time of the game. Don't nobody confuse when soccer's being played. That's how.
What if they got gym class, and the gym teacher be like, yo, today we're going outside to play ELF-style football?
I mean, they probably say American at that point.
Yeah, I don't think they're playing American football in gym class. I think they throw a soccer ball, but I don't know. We talking about stuff we don't know. Yo, there was a earthquake in Texas. Anybody care? No.
I mean, right. I know nothing about it.
I told y'all, man, they got that machine. Dude did the interview and said, look, we got the natural disaster machine. I seen it.
Hey.
Now, we're going to see natural disasters pop up all over these different places. He said they got the machine.
Hey, Jack, DJ C. Siren, I need y'all to control the conversation for a minute. But Blur and Hold, I want y'all input. Hey, New York, you in the building. What's up, my brother? How you holding up? I've been meaning to tell you what's up for a minute. And I kept forgetting. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's been a crazy night.
That's so good. I'm in the conversation.
Oh, you're bringing up. All right, but cool. But hey, Blur, Hove, I need y'all to have this conversation real quick. Do you think it's a problem that Thursday Night Football is being shown on Amazon and not regular TV? Jack, DJ C. Siren, y'all can jump in. And we got to get to this whole situation. When I come back out, we got to discuss. DJ C. Siren bought me a book to read, and the book isn't in order. How fucked up is that? But we're going to have that conversation. Let me know what y'all think about football being on Amazon. Go ahead, Blur.
I mean, I don't have a great take just because I get all the channels. But, yeah, I guess it might suck for those that pay for, like, cable and still have to pay for something else. But it is what it is. Like, that's what paying for cable looks like these days. It's like it's whoever gets the right deal, and whoever doesn't is left out. So you just got there trying to make people pay for everything.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel now about it, too. I used to be, like, really upset about it. I used to think, like, yo, this is crazy because, you know, not too many people have Prime Video. But then I got to think, like, Monday Night Football, I think, has always come on ESPN or for a lot longer now, at least, than it's Monday Night Football has been on ESPN. Which, again, if you don't got cable, you could always have, like, network TV. So you could get your regular Sunday games on Fox or CBS or whoever else had the Sunday games. Just couldn't get Monday games because, you know, you had to have cable, albeit basic cable, but you still had to have a cable subscription. I feel like Prime, like having Prime is probably just as common as having basic cable back then. And it's ironic because Amazon was actually involved in a lawsuit right now because they said they've been giving people Prime when they didn't ask for it. They've just been monthly charging them. And I think, like, they don't even charge every month. I have Prime. I do not remember the last time my payment came out for Prime. And I don't order stuff from Amazon like that. I only got it for Prime Video. But they did a graph or whatever, they did a study. A lot of people don't even know they have Prime Video. They just have Amazon Prime for shipping. And Prime Video just is like an add-on service that they don't utilize or don't even know they always have. Which is why I think it's the best place, not the best place, but of all the possibilities for Thursday Night Football to be, it's Amazon Prime. Because, like, I think, was it on YouTube last week or whatever? Like, that's a crazy expensive service to be in. A lot of people don't have that. I think the majority, at least the majority of the United States, has Prime and can go to it, whether they know they have it or not, or if they intentionally pay for it or don't, like the lawsuit is saying. I think enough people have it where it's not that big a deal no more. It's just like having regular cable.
I mean, I remember a time that it used to be on cable, but, like, I think most of my life, I'm only 19, so I feel like most of my life I've only known, like, Netflix, and then Hulu came out, and then stuff just became the norm. And I guess, I don't know, my generation, I don't know if that makes it more expensive or what, I don't understand, because I never really had to deal with cable as I'm becoming an adult and having to pay for stuff. I don't know if it's more expensive or not.
Do you have Prime, though? Do you have Amazon Prime?
I have Prime. I got Netflix. I got Hulu. I think I'm hopping off somebody's Disney Plus.
You out here stealing shirts? Come on.
Yeah, now, did you get Prime for the buying stuff and getting the free two-day shipping, or did you get Prime to watch, like, Prime Video, movies and TV and stuff?
I got Prime Video.
So why did you get it? For videos or for shipments?
For videos, for movies, for TV.
I'm still on Prime. I guess.
Matter of fact, when I got Prime Video, matter of fact, I got it. It was like an add-on because I had Audible. And, like, it just came free with that, and I've had it ever since. It's just one of those things, which is why they're so popular, because they really could just give away the service because they're so successful.
They don't give away the service. It costs money.
Yeah, but it's free with, like, your normal Prime subscription. That's what I was just saying. A lot of people don't even know they have Prime Video. They just have Prime two-day shipping, and they get the video service for free.
Oh, oh, they just don't know. I can understand that. All right, so what was your general synopsis of Thursday night being on Prime? Like, is it just
not a big deal no more because everybody got it?
Not a big deal? I'm fine. Yeah, I think y'all are. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I'll be forgetting sometimes. I went to go turn on the game, and I was looking for the channel. I was like, what channel is it on? I was like, oh, go to Amazon Prime. So let me go to Amazon Prime. Okay. Hey, yeah, so I wanted to talk to y'all about are we done with sports? Y'all got anything left on sports? Hove, you got anything? No. Blur, you got anything else left on sports?
Oh, no, man, we good. San Francisco 49ers, best team in the world.
Yo, y'all don't even play in San Francisco. You're definitely not the best team in the world. Y'all are the Santa Clara Niners. Ain't that where y'all play, Santa Clara? Okay, so I want to tell you about this gift. So I try to make this. Shout out to my wife. My wife is a well-read lady. She tries to make her household a reading household. I like to pick up books every now and then. I'm more of an autobiography guy. So my wife comes home with a book, and she was excited. Like, I bought a book for you. Now, shout out to my wife. She DJ C-Sire really understands the things that I enjoy. So when she buys something for me, 9 times out of 10, like, it's right for me, right? When I go to buy DJ C Siren stuff, 2 out of 10 times it's right. Like, because she doesn't like stuff that I buy. Like, I refuse to buy her jewelry anymore because of our last problem, right? I bought her a nice iced-out watch, expensive, and she returned it for a cheaper watch. And I'm never buying a piece of jewelry for her again. But she's good at that type of stuff. So she comes home with a book and was like, yo, we got to figure this out. She's like, this is a murder mystery book. And I was like, oh, bet. That's right up my alley. I love people dying in paper and not in real life. Right? And then she's like, get this out of order. And I immediately was like, what the fuck? Like, the excitement just... I was just like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, how do people find this stuff? So she bought this book. What's the book called, baby?
Cain's Jawbone.
Cain's Jawbone. No homo.
It's because that's the first recorded murder weapon.
The jawbone? How do you get killed with somebody's jawbone?
Jawbone of an ox. Cain killed Abel.
I thought Cain killed Abel with a stone.
No.
What can you kill Abel with?
A jawbone.
Abel was a pussy. How you can kill somebody's jawbone?
He took a bone.
Are jawbones sharp?
Like a jawbone of an ox. Like a big bone. Like of an animal.
I feel like I've been hit with harder stuff than somebody's bone, jawbone. But anyway, look, this is all news to me. Shout out to God. So she bought me a book that's out of order, and she wants me to read it and try to help her put it in order. Now, I will participate. This weekend, we got a long weekend. We got to go to Alexandria for a football game. We got a concert. We got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, so I should have a couple hours to just sit down and dive into this book. But, Blur, have you ever heard of something like this before?
It's a puzzle novel.
That sounds
a little weird to me. When you first said it, I was like, oh, it's like a choose your own path book, which, yeah, I've seen those before. To do this, jump to this page, to do this, jump to this page. But I'm still not understanding how it works. Like, you still read the book in order, just, like, jumps in different time periods of the story or something?
Yeah.
How many pages is the book, baby?
100.
There's 100 pages in this book. Every single page is out of it. So think about if you read a book, but somebody like threw the pages up in the air, put them back together, and put it in a book and said, here you go. And said, put this book in order. And it's only been solved, what, twice?
Four times.
It's only been solved in the history four times. When was the book printed?
1934.
Well, that don't surprise me, because I'm pretty sure most people would be like, oh, fuck this. I ain't doing that. Like, it's not surprising that people ain't doing it.
I just want to know who has, like, there's got to be on YouTube, right?
Got to check GPT.
Hey, hold on. Before we finish this conversation, Lord Julius, come in here. Everyone, please say what's up to Lord Julius. Lord Julius is in the building. Lord Julius, welcome to the offer. How you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, I want to have this discussion in front of your uncles and your mama. The first rule of wings, when you're eating wings, you can't grab the paper towel at the top because you make the sauce stain on every single paper towel that you unravel. Ho, can you give Lord Julius a wing rule? Tell him he violated the wing rule. I got to throw out a whole roll of paper towels. Bumbo! Let's go, big fella! Ho, can you please tell your nephew to not put his barbecue sauce on his barbecue sauce finger on the entire roll of paper towel?
Yeah, nephew. Come on, nephew. You gotta wash your hands. I mean, was he at your house?
Yeah, we at the house. But what am I supposed to do?
Oh. I mean, you're supposed to tear the pieces of paper towel off before he ever start eating.
Prepare.
Like, you got to get paper towel game ready.
You hear your Uncle Hope?
Preparation
is
the key to success.
Blur, you got any advice for your nephew when it comes to eating wings? Because he messed my whole paper towel roll up.
My only advice is F those paper towels, man. Clean your hands. Those paper towels are high. They're going to get used anyway.
Oh, he called us down on the one. That's cool. Oh, your Uncle Blur said it's your house. It's your paper towels. Muir, you got anything constructive to help your nephew out since Blur was absolutely useless?
I mean, not really. Other than, y'all mean, when you get to a certain age and you take a shorty out or something like that, somebody you want to fall in love with, you know what I mean, bring home the moms and stuff like that. Your wings gotta have bones in them. Can't be no chicken fingers. You out here taking shorties out to 5-star restaurants. Other than that, you know what I mean? You good. You can dirty up some paper towels, some napkins in the crib, you know what I mean? They got the money to replace them. Look, you already replacing them. You got the money to replace them. It's all good.
Yo, did you just tell your nephew to take his girl out to a 5-star restaurant and order barbecue chicken wings?
As long as it's not the chicken tenders, man. As long as it's not the chicken tenders, you gonna go back to the friend group wondering why you ordering chicken tenders and fries with the honey mustard and why you got the lemon with the water on the side. Gotta step it up.
Jack, you got anything? Obviously, Hope gave good advice. Blur and New York have been absolutely useless. Jack, as his older cousin, can you tell him some chicken wing etiquette since he just ruined an entire paper towel? Because I'm going to use these paper towels with the barbecue stains because you're my son. But you can't do that in public.
Yeah, I don't think that would have slid at my grandma's house. Or definitely at Uncle Jose's house.
Knowing him?
Oh, no. I feel like I would have got slapped upside the head for doing something like that. Definitely Uncle Jose.
No, I don't know. She don't even like dust in the house. She got live koi fish. She different. All right. Well, say goodbye to everybody. Tell your uncles you said goodnight.
Goodnight.
All right, go get your mom a hug and kiss. Love you, go. All right, so let's get back to what was we talking about, y'all? Oh yeah, DJ C Town talking about puzzle book. No, so she's walking away to put our son to bed. What the fuck does she be thinking? Like, she thinks I'm gonna put a 100-page book together? Does she realize how busy I am? See, this is how I know women ain't shit, yo. They don't think about nothing, yo. Outside of them. That's how I know I do too much around here, how around this house. Does she think I got time to put a 100-page book back together?
Okay. I don't think I look at it and I'd be like, you got fun.
Why not just give me something good to read?
Yeah.
Give me something interesting to stimulate my mind. You try to make me put a whole book together? I couldn't live up. If I'm like this, I want to hear Hov. What would Hov think if his wife gave him a 100-page book that was out of order?
What would I say?
Yeah, what would you say?
Well, you know damn well I'm not doing that. You know?
Like, but I want to know your reaction.
That is not something
your
I'm going to do.
But your reaction.
That would be my reaction.
Would you tell her you're not going to do it?
Yeah. I'm lying about it. I'm not doing it. Like, that
yeah,
doesn't interest me in little in the least.
Oh, man. Funny. Oh, that's cool. Jack, would you ever do something like that?
No. I mean, maybe retirement.
That's it. When we're 70, I think I'm going to pick it up. But it's tough. Like, how do you have time to put a... Well, let me get Blair's opinion. Brian, what would you do if your girl gave you a 100-page book that was out of order?
You know what? I ain't even going to front. It sounds kind of cool. I was actually thinking about looking into it. I probably ain't going to do it. If my girl gave it to me, I probably wouldn't do it. It sounds cool, but it sounds like one of those things like you just got and you just like put up as like a conversation piece, but you never actually have any plans on actually completing it.
It's just going to be tough because I feel like the way my free time works, like I'm going to, I'll dive into it for an hour. But again, this has only been solved four times since 1937. I'll dive into it for an hour and be like, yo, this is cool. This is crazy. But then I'm going to get busy. My son's going to have a football game. He's going to have a basketball game. He's going to have baseball practice. He's going to do this. And the next time I look at it, it's going to be a week later, and I'm going to be like, well, what did I figure out before?
But a lot of people say they use spreadsheets, and you're a spreadsheet master.
I am good on Excel.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not calculating anything, but just to organize.
I mean, this could be a good team building exercise. If we can put this together and be number five from 1937, but I feel like this is on the internet, and we can find the answer. But I feel like if you bought this book, you're not going to look for the answer.
Right. I think that's the point, is not to look for it. I mean, I don't know if it's out there. It might be. But if only four people said they solved it, it might not be. Because I would think if it is on the internet, there would be a lot more people saying that it's solved.
All right. We have about 15 minutes left. We got to get into a couple of other things. All right, so anybody got anything left on DJ C. Siren and her book of mystery of being killed with a jawbone? I can't believe Cain killed Abel with a jawbone. I need Abel to get his head on the floor.
Yeah.
I feel like I can break a jawbone. I guess in my head I'm thinking of a jawbone as like a wishbone.
No, a jawbone.
I mean, I've punched plenty of people in the face. I guess I've never broken anybody's jaw. I do my claim to fame as I did make somebody shit on themselves when I hit them in the ribs. But I guess I've never broken someone's jaw. But I've very, very rarely got somebody clean on the face. I don't think I've ever hit anybody clean in the face. Like, clean, like, I've hit people in the face, but I don't think it's ever been clean.
No. Same in the face?
Yeah. And people get punched in the face all the time in boxing, so I guess a jawbone is definitely getting... I guess it's a lot tougher than when I'm giving it. But I feel like if you got killed by a jawbone, like, Like, I don't see nothing gangster about that. If you tell me, yo, you got killed by a jawbone, I'm feeling like you're a sucker. Am I the only one?
I don't know, man. I've seen enough movies that, like, a jawbone or any type of bone as a weapon don't surprise me. So, yeah, man, I watched Chronicles of Riddick. He killed somebody with a teacup. I mean, killed somebody with a jawbone. Makes sense.
When he was blind? Ain't that the Vin Diesel movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember the teacup scene.
I don't either. I've seen it.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess shout out to Jawbones. You know what I want to talk to y'all? I keep getting off topic, but I keep thinking of different things. Any of y'all watching that Star Wars series, Osaka? Jack, no? Hove, you watching Star Wars? Do you watch Star Wars at all, Hove? Hove, I feel like you like me.
Nah.
You only watch
Star Wars. Not at all, B. Not at all.
Blur, you It's with, who's the girl in it? Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, my God.
O'Donnell.
Rosario Dawson.
She bad. She even bad with big ears, like big alien ears. She still looks pretty good. You watching it, Blur? Hey, let's go, Skinny Batman! E-A-G-L-E-S!
Eagles!
I said, if we can beat the Bucks, we'll score 40. Hey, so, I'm sorry, my bad off, man. So, Blur, you watching Osaka?
I don't know why you're pronouncing it like that, but, yeah, I'm watching it.
Come here. You watching it? What do you think of the series so far?
I think Star Wars is going to – this is the first time I think they're falling into the Marvel trap in that there's too much prerequisite. There's too much stuff before that you got to see. You can probably still enjoy it, but I'm watching it and I'm telling people about it. Like, if you didn't watch Clone Wars, then you probably are missing out on a lot of stuff for this series. And Clone Wars was an animated show from years ago that I watched, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people didn't who are watching this. And so I feel like they are limiting their fan base and their viewership by, again, it's probably a good standalone show, but I think by itself you're missing things that are reducing your enjoyment. But by itself, I think it's good. I mean, if you're into Star Wars, if you're into the lore, because I think they're getting deep into the Star Wars lore, and some people just want to see pretty lightsaber fights. So you get a little bit of that, but I think if you're not deep into Star Wars, then you're probably not enjoying it.
So, okay, so a couple questions. And I don't want to get too Star Wars deep because there's other stuff that I want to talk about. But so what am I missing? So I didn't watch the Clone Wars. I think me and DJ C-Sire started it one day. And never got back to it. Yeah, DJ season started. So, what am I missing? So, like, we've watched the show. Now, mind you, one of the sports podcasts I listen to, 6 Degrees of Separation, he does a movie podcast. So, he's talking about this whole Star Wars Osaka. Jack, do you watch it all? The Osaka?
I think I saw, like, 15 minutes of the first episode.
And that was it?
That was it.
Yeah, you don't care about that shit. But what would I be missing if I didn't watch Clone Wars, except for the land between the lakes, the world between the worlds, where she died, but she ain't really dead.
Well,
so,
okay.
So that's
kind of a big
part
of it.
No, but besides that part, because that's only in the last episode.
I don't think you really can see, like, the relationship between Sabine and Ezra. You don't really understand what
Why
Ezra
she fucks
did.
With
right.
Or
like
who
that,
Ezra even is.
Right.
Yeah, because her force sucks.
She's not.
And the relationship Ahsoka and Sabine as Master and Padawan. Like, I don't really because we haven't watched Clone Wars, I don't know much about their
relationship.
And why is it so back and forth, difficult, can't talk about it?
Because they're women. I thought that was really easy to say. Oh, I'm sorry.
Like he's usually trying to.
I love business.
And so, you know, I think that sometimes, I think without watching Clone Wars, you don't quite grasp it and don't quite understand, like, why they're doing things that they're doing, because all that is backstory with Clone Wars.
Okay. Blur, what you got?
Yeah, so
what
Clone Wars created and introduced Ahsoka. So that's, like, her and her relationship and how her relationship with the Force is, like, she references and talks a little things about how she doesn't do things like Jedi because she left her Jedi training. She was trained by Anakin Skywalker before he turned Darth Vader. And, like, if you didn't watch Clone Wars, you don't really get that too much. And then you also have to watch Rebels to find out who Ezra is and how she fits in with these other people. Like, I think, like, the first two episodes, they're celebrating these Rebels, and you're like, who are these people? What did they do? Why is she, like, touching on this painting on the wall? Who was this dude in the hologram? Like, it's all stuff that's, like, creates questions if you didn't watch it. Again, it may take away some of your enjoyment, but not really. Who is Admiral Thrawn? Why are they even looking for this dude? Like, these are all stuff that came from a TV, an animated show from years ago. It's like, again, I have these answers because I watched it, but I'm imagining, like, if you're not familiar with it, and you're like, yo, who is this Thrawn guy? Why are they looking for him? Why do they care? Who is this other dude? Who is he? Why do they care? I seen this chick, Rosario Dawson, from the Mandalorian show, but how is she training somebody? What is she talking about? She left the Jedi. Who is this robot? Like, all these things, it's just like, they don't give you no backstory for it. They just drop you right in. And I mean, I don't know if I would enjoy it because I think if I was just watching it without having all that, I would have all these questions.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, we ain't got to stay up too long. I think it's entertaining. Blur, let me ask you this real quick. And then we'll get off of Star Wars since Jack and Ho haven't seen it. I think it's a good show. I think it's entertaining. Do I know everything that's going on? No, but, you know. I don't think you always have to know everything that's going on. But, Blur, do you know the difference in colors with the lightsabers?
Yes and no. Like, I know it's based off of your cyber crystal, and it was something else, too. But I know, like...
Nah, yo, like, we... Bad. Do you know what blue means? Did Justin Jefferson take his gold teeth out? God bless. Because I don't know, but me and DJ C-Sign were trying to remember. I know red is bad. I can't remember. Oh, they went up top on us. And you missed the task.
This is Samuel Jackson.
Good way to stay in the game. Good way to bounce back and stay in. I mean, I think it was initially... And it's funny, I was just watching the thing. I'll send it to you because I didn't think you would be interested in it. I forgot who it was. He was saying all the stuff. He's like, yo, it was one of the Star Trek dudes, actually, who voiced the character. He was saying he knows more about Star Wars because he was taught by Dave Filoni, who was taught by Steven Spielberg, all this stuff. And it was something about the lightsabers. I think blue was always good. Green was good, obviously. That's Luke. Red is obviously bad. And then... Mace Windu, Samuel L. Jackson was the only one to ever have a purple one. And then you got the Darksaber, which is black, which is not really lightsaber, but associated. So, yeah, there's a couple of colors, but blue, green, good. Red, bad. Black, neutral.
Purple means a nigga.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. He said no, and he was like, yo, if you want me to do the movie, I want a purple one. He's like, all right, I'll get you a purple one.
Speaking of niggas, so I had this conversation, right? Let me let you know a little bit on my life. I pride myself on being an open-minded person, but I pride myself on being an honest person. I don't like having conversations with everybody. Well, It's not that I don't like having conversations. I don't invite myself to conversations. If I fuck with you, we can talk about anything in life. We can expand our minds and have good conversations. But if I don't really know you, I don't like getting into too deep conversations because I know I'll judge. So I want to get y'all opinion. So we got about 40 minutes left. And we ain't got to get too serious. You know, game's on. So my son goes to one of his best friends, DJ C-Side, last night, because DJ C-Side was on fire when I got home. You know, she is melted. So we go to one of my son's best friend's birthday party. Well, it's his one of his best friend's younger brother's birthday party. Who cares about that, right? This family is great. They've always treated us great. Cool folks. The mother of the children lives with her parents, right? They got a nice big house. They all cohabited. The mother's cool. The kids are cool. The grandmom is cool. The grandfather is cool, but he's racist. But he doesn't know he's racist. Well, I think he knows he's racist, but I think he's justified it in his mind that he's not racist and that it's just politics. Which I'm cool with. I told y'all my blinder. If you're old and you're white, I expect you to be racist. If you're old and you're white and you're not racist, I'm surprised and want to give you a hug for being different than everyone else around you. So when I come across old white racist people, I don't get upset. Nothing emotional bothers me. This is what I've expected. So when I get around him, we don't necessarily talk politics or race. Because though, full honesty, he's treated me great. I done drank probably in the span of my son's 10 years on this earth, I've probably drank 1,000 beers at this man's crib. I'm always drinking his beer. Now, they offer it. I don't just go in there and take it. But I'm a drinker. So, like his wife gets up, hugs, and kisses me when she sees me. That's how, again, our kids are very close. I'm just giving you all the backstory because I don't want to seem like I'm shitting on them. But this is what I experienced this past weekend. So, at the birthday party, the kids just run around fucking everything up. It's how kids do. Especially white kids. So, the men are just sitting in the living room. The grandfather's in there, too. And then another young lady, she's white, she comes into the living room. So the grandfather and this white lady start to have a conversation about who should play what roles in film and TV. I'm just trying to give y'all the backstory so y'all understand it. Because, again, I don't want to make it seem like I'm shit on them, but it was funny to me, and I just want to get y'all opinion. So at one point, they were having a conversation. I was just sitting there. So it was two white people having a conversation. So at one point, they were going back and forth on why black people are distracting on TV. And what I learned was they brought up, and I don't know if y'all seen the show Bridgerton. Have you seen it, nephew? You're a little younger. I know it's more your demographic, but it's women, so I don't know if you've watched it or not. Bridgerton is a story that takes place in Britain in the 1800s, right? They told me that it was distracting that black people were a part of the show because black people shouldn't be in a palace in the 1800s. Though, factually probably correct. unless they were cooks or chefs. Okay, well, I don't know factually. DJ Chitara, I was like, no, that shit ain't true. They're just ignorant. But I don't know that because I don't give a fuck about the British or the monarchy, right? I don't know what was happening in the 1800s. I was not even thought, right? So they were saying that that was distracting, that they shouldn't be in there. So they came to me and said, Jason, don't you agree? I said, if you find black people distracting on TV, there's nothing I can do for it. They said, no, that makes me sound racist. I said, I can't help you with that either. So then we got to clarify their point. They said, Casablanca, DJ Cesar, have you ever seen Casablanca?
I have
not. And they said, could you imagine a black person in Casablanca?
Yes, it's in Northern Africa. You ass white.
DJ Cesar got better. I said,
it's called Morocco. It's called Africa.
I said, I don't know anything about Casablanca, so I
don't
know.
It's called the land of where war come from, U.F.Y.
So I didn't know.
It's right across the strait of where Spain is.
The Gilbert Strait, right?
Gibraltar
Strait.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about that, right?
So, yeah, there's a lot of black people.
So I said, I don't know. And they said, well, what do you know that's old from that part of the land? I said, DJ Cesar made me watch Sound of Music. So I said, Sound of Music. I've seen that shit. It ends really fucked up. There's a morgue. I don't understand how they didn't catch them white people. They were just right on the other side of the
They're in the mountain.
But whatever. So he said, yes. Can you imagine black people on Sound of Music? What if two of the four kids were black? Wouldn't that be distracting to you? I said, again, no. Black people on TV aren't distracting to me. They was like, but it's World War II time. I said, yeah. I mean, if you want to keep the continuity of the traditional white family, then I can understand why you would say, hey, two of those kids are black. I was like, but I've seen black people, black kids with white parents. Hell, there's some in our neighborhood somewhere, and every time I see that white lady push that little black kid in the stroller, I try to look to the black kid to see if he's in trouble or not. But he seems like he's having a great time, so I'm just assuming that they're okay. So I told them, black kids with white parents aren't distracting to me. I've seen how adoption works. They said, oh, you're trying to make me sound racist again. I said, no, I'm not. I'm just telling you that I'm not distracted by seeing black people on TV. I said, now look. So he says to me, and I know this is a long story, I'm sorry, but I just got to tell this. He says, you can't tell me, Jason, you would go see Leonardo DiCaprio playing Malcolm X.
Robert Downey.
I said, you bullshit. I'd be first in line to go see that. I want to see if Leonardo DiCaprio can pull off Malcolm X. If you tell me there's a full feature-length film of Leonardo DiCaprio pretending to be Malcolm X, I'm buying the fucking ticket. I'm not even sneaking in. I'm going to buy the ticket, and I'm going to see. I can't wait to see this depiction. He was like, but you know what I mean. I said, look, there's a difference. And again, I know I'm going on long, but I'm just trying to give you all the entire story. And I'm about to wrap it up. I said, there's a difference. If the goal is to do a biopic of someone, then I think likeness is important because you want to show them as close as they looked in the time period they are and the experiences they had and give that information. I said, but if you're telling a fictional story, I don't think it matters if someone is black. I said, if you're doing a play on Broadway or at any of these playhouses across the United States, I don't think color is important. If you're doing a movie or a legitimate historical reference, then I do think likeness is important if you can. So, and this is where the conversation turned, because the one white lady who was on my side about, no, black people should play Shakespeare. Oh, because that was the other thing. So two more things. So he said, I said, so what about Shakespeare? If black people are distracting you, then a woman playing Juliet should be distracted. Should be distraction. And my nephew's looking at me like, big cuz, what are you talking about? Because he said the same thing. How? How can Juliet, played by a woman, be distracting? Because when Shakespeare and all of them wrote them plays, Juliet was played by a dude. They were all gays.
No,
well, they might not have been gays.
Actors,
but women weren't allowed to be actors. So the first time we saw Romeo, yeah, he was fucking you up. They were gay. So,
hurry up, tag me in.
My little cousin looking at me like, what are you talking about? Yeah, when Shakespeare first wrote Romeo and Juliet and they performed it for King Eric the Eighth or whatever that motherfucker's name is, Juliet was a dude. So, if a girl, now that we've evolved as society and we allow women to be actresses, if a girl playing Juliet doesn't make you uncomfortable, I'm surprised that a black person playing Romeo makes you uncomfortable. That was my whole entire point. So then my last point. So I had the white ally. She was with me. She was like, no, black people can play anything. I'm tired of this. Black people can do anything. Shout out to the black people. I love black people. I love you, Jason. And I was uncomfortable. And I was like, I love you too. As I said, but she's a great, like, I know, she's nice, sweetheart. Then she said, but Little Mermaid shouldn't have been black. I said, oh. So I didn't say why, but I just wanted to listen. And she said, it was distracting for her that Little Mermaid was black, but her parents were white, or her dad was white. And she looked at me and was like, you can see how that's distracting, right? And I had to repeat, no. Black people on TV aren't distracting to me, even if they have a white parent. Now, maybe I'm jaded because I went to a diverse university. So I have black friends who've married white women. Their kids look black. You know who they be with all the time? They white mama. It don't look weird to me. I have white friends that have dated that are married to black women. You know what's going to happen? They kids are going to be black. You know who they're going to be hanging with? They white daddy. That ain't going to be weird to me. But it amazes me that white people still look at this and think that it's weird. Well, not all white people, because obviously there's a lot of light-skinned people, so there's been some that are mingling. But I found it funny that these white people felt comfortable enough to tell me that black people were distracting on TV. So that was the conversation at a 7-year-old birthday party for me this week. Shout out to those white people. Great beer. Great hot dogs. One of the hot dog rolls had some mold on it. I didn't try. I avoided that one. But the chips is good and the beers are cold. I have no complaints. So, DJ Cesar, you were upset when I came home and told you this story. Is there anything you would like to tell our white delegation about my conversation? Shout out to you white people. Y'all ain't bothering me, yo.
Well, just, again, it's just, you know, it's all fueled by ignorance and just what you want to see. And you can say that it's not historically accurate. I don't know how you can make a mermaid historically accurate since it doesn't exist. But in terms of the Sound of Music, which was in Austria during the Nazi invasion, so this is 1940s, there is a story. It is an autobiography, and it's called Destined to Witness Growing Up Black in Nazi Germany. And it is...
Is it about stuff? My bad. I got a black Nazi for a friend. That's a whole nother story.
He was the son of...
You laughing. I'm dead serious. You can ask my wife. I'm dead serious.
An African and a German mother. And he basically lived in Germany with his mother during Nazi occupation. So, yes.
Should have moved.
There were black... Germany with white parents. Even in the 1940s. Oh, my gosh, really? And, you know, and if you go back to 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, guess what? A lot of people lived there, too. You know, we weren't all, you know, you said, what they said without saying is that we think all people that were African or of African descent before any time or this period were either in the jungle, in the mud, you know, or, you know, or working for anyone with money. And if they were closed, it was because they were servants. And it's not true. It's just you don't have that knowledge base. And that's, and it bothers you. I don't know why it would bother you that someone of color is portraying something other than, you know, what you think they should be. And that just, again, you're racist when you don't think you are. And, you know, and that's the whole thing. I'm going to argue being racist because it's bad to be racist, but you're not going to change your thoughts on why you think black people shouldn't be anything other than, you know, in the jungle, you know, killing tigers with spears.
Okay. All right. Blur, you got anything?
Yeah, I can't disagree with y'all any more than I currently do. A little bit. You specifically, DJ Design, I kind of agree with her. But I can't disagree with you more, man. And I kind of understand exactly where the old white dude was coming from. The white woman ally, she dead wrong for the Little Mermaid. That ain't make no sense. Even her justification of it don't make sense. But I get it, and you kind of get it too when you said you see the black kid with the white person in your neighborhood, you look to see if they are right. You look to see if they are right because you know something is a little off. Not off per se, but it's like something like, oh, I need to double check that. That is a distraction. It's like whether you want to call it a distraction or not, it's something in your brain triggering like, let me look closer at that. Now, again, in modern times, it shouldn't, but clearly, you just said it does for you. It's like, all right, I mean, you just do a quick double check. He's all right, and you got plenty of things in your mind from your history and your understanding that it's not that surprising. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, adoption, maybe not related, different type of family structure. Cool, you know, mad people, everybody does, who have mixed race kids, who interracial marriages and all that stuff. Not surprising in modern day, but it still can draw a little second glance. When you apply that towards something like The Sound of Music, which I know I've seen it, I don't remember exactly, but if you got four or five kids, you see their white daddy, and I think their mom was in the movie, I can't remember, but if they're all siblings, and you're like, oh, yeah, you got three white kids, and you got this 1'6" black dude there, it's going to be like a little distracting, like, yo, that requires some type of explanation. Is they mom black? Like, something has to be explained to explain this. And, like, it's not always about race. It could be anything. If it's, like, three little kids and you got three blonde kids and you got an albino chick with red hair, you're like, you know what? That's a little distracting. I need to find out what's going on there. Like, you're going to wonder, you're going to want some type of explanation for why this person doesn't look like the rest of the people in the family. I mean, the Romeo and Juliet thing I just don't get because, yeah, they started off with men playing all the roles, but it still was a female character. So seeing a woman play a female character isn't going to draw any second opinion or distraction because it's a female character. And it should have drawn some type of distraction seeing a man with a full beard playing Juliet. That's what should have been a distraction because it's a female character. But, yeah, like, in the cultural setting, if it makes sense, black people in Bridgerton, not surprising. I guess, you know, you're just uneducated on that time. Like, I kind of understand what DJ Cesaro was saying. It's like, okay, you just don't know no better. In your mind, you can't even imagine that there were black people living in palaces in that time period, which is a little, you know, misguided. But if they did the research or they knew that, then they'd be like, okay, I understand. It's not surprising. because I listen to so many podcasts and I talk about movies and film so much, kind of got a little bit of a science down to this. Because if Leonardo DiCaprio played Malcolm X, I would not go see that movie, not at all. It would be funny, but I wouldn't go see it. Because if the person's race is central to their character, T'Challa has to be a black person. He's the Black Panther. His character is about being a black man and the leader of a black country that's never been corrupted by outsiders. Can't have a white person do that. Just can't. Miles Morales is about being a black kid and Spider-Man. Can't have a white person do that because his race is part of his character. The Human Torch, Johnny Storm, didn't really matter. Black or white has nothing to do with his character. So Michael B. Jordan could play that character. If the race is important to the character, you have to have someone who is that race play it. If it's not, then it don't matter. If you got a whole family of move people who are supposed to be, you know, dreadlocks black people, then you can't throw this albino white chick in there and not expect it to have some questions for people.
All right, I'm going to let Ho go. But, I mean, I disagree with you on a lot because you're playing let me let Ho get into it. But let me just say this. One reason why I double-take the kid in my neighborhood, and I've only done it once or twice. I mean, now I'm used to seeing him, so it's not a distraction anymore. Is because, you know, like when you mix a black and a white person, you kind of – like when you mix chocolate syrup and white milk, you get, like, chocolate milk. But it's like a light-skinned chocolate milk. This kid looked like he just surfed with a white mama. So it made me do a double take because it's like there's no blend in it. But then I thought about, hey, he could be adopted. Let me let my distraction go for that 1 second. And you never know what they situation. He looked happy. So he was cool. But black, but that doesn't distract me when I see if I see a white parent and a black parent and a light-skinned kid, I don't think nothing of it. But let me let Hove go. Or let me let Jack go before Hove get in. Jack, you've been chilling. What'd you think of the conversation I had at this 7-year-old birthday party?
Crazy. I agree with the fact that the Little Mermaid is in the black. I agree with that because, this is one of the first movies they came out with.
In the world?
No. As Disney, no?
No.
I don't mean to,
you young 30. Jack. Yeah, you top 30? Hey, yo, how you going to go from one of the first movies they've ever come out with? Hey, let's go! AJ, the man frustrated, give him the fucking ball.
What's the flag on? All
right, my bad, Jack. I didn't mean to cut you off. So go ahead. You got it.
But I don't know. I remember it as a classic. It's at least a classic at this point. And I'm used to seeing the Jamaican lobster, crab, whatever, and the white girl going to find a dude or whatever. I don't know. I was just used to that. And they didn't really have to change the color of the girl just so to make it, whatever they wanted to do. But other than that, yeah, it's not weird to see black kids with white parents or see black people in movies. It's not a weird thing for me.
Is it distracting?
Not distracting. Okay. Not distracting.
Ho, what you got? Yo, do black and white, do black people on TV make you distracted?
Nah, but I would also like to. I would have loved to hear them explain what they meant by distraction.
I'll give you a quick question because I did ask her that, and she was like, let's go, AJ. She said that when you have, for the Little Mermaid example, she said when you have a, it was a holding on shot. When you have a black mermaid and her parents are white, her thought is, well, how did that happen? So now she's looking at that and saying, let Ho talk. And now she's saying, that doesn't make any sense. So it's distracting her from the story. That was an example I got, Hove.
Yeah, that's a And when you give that example, it's like, how is it distracting you from the story? Like, I watched The Little Mermaid. It was like, okay. Like, I wanted to see, I never paid attention to the clip, so I didn't really know if her dad was black or who it was, but caught it, and I was like, oh, just kept rocking with the movie. So, like, to be distracted from the whole story, that means you're bothered by it. That doesn't mean it's just throwing you off. I think that, like you were saying, it's kind of different than what you said when you see, like, a black baby with a white mom. You do a double take, like you just look again, but you're not like completely distracted from your life and like following them down the block. Like, so I think that sounds more like they were so just, they couldn't even watch the show because of that difference. And that's a problem.
I do want to just clarify something. There wasn't a white daddy in The Little Mermaid. Javier Bardem is Spanish, so it was a Latino, and we don't know what her mom looked like.
Yeah, because she did, right? She got caught by a fisherman.
Mom might have been Puerto Rican.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
She could look like Cardi B.
He should have had kids with a lot of different women. I mean, he's Poseidon. I mean, I'm pretty sure he could find a lot of maidens to have kids with. And that was the thing. They made all the sisters were different ethnicities. They made them.
They said that was distracting.
Yeah, maybe he had sex with a lot of different mer people.
Your fish keep swimming in the ocean. And pregnant everybody.
I mean, you probably have a bunch of concubines, man. It ain't. That is just stupid to say that's distracting. When you see all of his kids look different. Why? That don't matter. Like,
he done fucked the piranha. He done fucked the squid. I've never seen a little mermaid, so I don't know what he could have
done. They're all mer people.
Squids are definitely the black people to see, ain't they? Because they some assholes. They always getting out of jail.
I really think
squids and octopus for me are the same thing.
Oh.
But I know they're a little different. Octopus are definitely the black women because they got that claw in their pussy that will trap you. And black women are trappers. With a baby. Not a good joke.
Bad. That wasn't interference.
Yeah, it was. They didn't talk. So
I do get the fact why they were saying distracted, but like Hov said, if it's distracting you from the movie, then it's something bigger than just, well, I wouldn't call that a distraction. I feel like that's something else deeper rooted. But like, yeah, if it's something that's just like I'll just use the Sound of Music again. If you got these three kids and Sidney Poitier is the fourth kid, it's like every time they come on screen, you're going to be like, yo, somebody need to explain what happened here. But if it's not something that extreme, then it's like, yo, it's like, Sidney Poitier is older than the dad, and you got him playing the kids. Like, this don't add up. So you got to like either explain something here, or like it's not going to work. The story not going to work.
I'm not talking about a 60-year-old playing a 10-year-old like they did with Mila Kunis and That 70s Show. I'm not trying to talk about somebody who's older than the character or extremely young playing an older character, but like if you're telling me The Sound of Music had two white parents, they had five kids, and one of them was black, like I'm going to make jokes of who stepped out, mama or daddy, but my mind is it's a movie, it's make-believe. It's not a true story. Unless you're telling me The Sound of Music is supposed to be based on a true story, whoever's playing the character is playing the character. We just watched Hamlet. Hamlet was played by a Mexican, a gay black dude who played two different, one was Abe Lincoln and one was George Washington. He was like Abe Lincoln in the first act and he was George Washington in the second act.
I know, right?
That wasn't distracting. No, it's just the show.
He was Lafayette in the first act.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to
Thomas
make
Thomas Jefferson in the second.
I was trying to make it.
Hamilton.
You've never seen Hamilton?
Okay, I've seen Hamilton.
So, yeah, you didn't realize he was playing two different characters, did you?
No.
You got
you seen Hamilton.
they gave you a gun for a living. You gotta stop smoking weed, cause we gotta get you. We gotta get you back to normal.
Yeah, I've never seen Hamilton.
Great play. Great play.
But black people in Hamilton wasn't distracting, and they were all white, except for maybe Lafayette, who might have been black. He might have been the result of the rape of a slave mama.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about
that.
Yeah, you better than I am on that.
I might be having my historical figures. I haven't read up on my American history in a while. But that wasn't distracting. It was a good show. They're just characters. I don't understand why that would be distracting. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It makes sense to me.
Why? Because you don't want...
Because they racist.
I don't think they're both racist. I think the grandfather, but I think he has an affinity of. Okay, I'm not gonna make excuses. Anyway, so that was that. Anybody got anything left on my phone conversation at a 7-year-old birthday party? Shout out to the mom and the kids. Look, shout out to the whole family. They treat me great. I'll never get on here and say they treated me bad. I felt racism. They treat me great. I go over there, I drink their beer, I eat their hot dogs, no homo. The mama can cook her ass off. She make the meanest Manhattan on this side of the tunnel. Her hair is colored, so I know she likes the colors.
Oh, my God.
So, anybody got anything left on that conversation? We only got about 10 minutes left. New York, you've been quiet. You got anything?
No. I'm good. I agree with Ovo in that situation. Yeah, it's more deep-rooted than you bothered by something other than being distracted.
Yeah, it was just funny. Whenever somebody says, hey, yeah, it's distracting, and started laughing. So I did want to have a conversation about, so I watched the Pivot podcast, and I had Gilly the Kid. So shout out to Fat Dude, my brother. He told me to watch it, and I was like, I was kind of hesitant about watching it because Gilly, from Wild on Gilly, was the first time he's really talking about how his son got murdered. And I didn't really want to talk about it because I know me, I didn't want to start thinking about my son. But he told me it was really good in the watch. So I watched it. And the good thing, and the Pivot podcast always does a good job. And I don't want to get too deep into that today because we only got about 10 minutes. But the question they asked of their guests is like, what was their pivot? And it got me thinking, like, what was a major event that changed you as a person? So I was talking to my homeboys earlier. We were cracking jokes because they told me how I always had a girlfriend, and it wasn't until the first girlfriend I ever had, loved her to death. She's a great person, so this ain't a knock on her, but she cheated on me on New Year's night, and I think that was the last time I became emotional over another human being, because it was New Year's Eve. We were spending time together, all my boys, not all my boys, but a lot of my boys from Maryland and from Jersey. We're all hanging out. She goes to the bathroom because we're drinking at my man crate. And this is like before cell phones had lock screens. And I shouldn't have done it. It's honestly my fault. She goes to the bathroom. She gave me her pocketbook and her phone. And it's midnight. She in there taking a piss and her phone goes off. And it was like, Happy New Year's, babe. I love you. And I looked at that, and Ho would tell you, it fucked up the whole night. And the bad thing is, I was cheating on her, but I was still upset because, well, I had cheated on her. I wasn't cheating on her regularly, but like, we were together. We broke up. I started dating other people, and then we got back together. And I still was dating other people sometimes. But Hova tell you, it was a rough night for everybody at that party. Shout out to all y'all who didn't make me destroy everything. But I think that was the last night that I was like, I'm never going to let someone do something to me that controls me emotionally. And again, in her defense, we were young, dating in like ninth grade. By this time, we were in, this is like junior year of college. Like, we should have been broken up. It was Ho's fault that we were even back together in the first place. So shout out to her. Like, no ill will feelings at all. But that was a moment that changed me. So I wanted to go around and just see what y'all had. Any thoughts about a moment that changed y'all in y'all lives? New York, you got anything? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot first, but I just want to know if you got anything.
As far as a pivotal moment in my life, that made me change?
Yeah, either for the good or for the bad, but a moment that you were like, yo, I'm never going to make myself feel like this again.
Oh, yeah, nah. I can only think of, it was probably bad, it's probably too heavy, but, like, I was a kid, I think the first time, like, one of my closest friends had passed, and he passed from cancer, so it just came out the blue, and I remember the first day, like, I seen him in the hospital. That's the first time I ever seen anybody in the hospital. Excuse me, I'm sick, so I'm losing my voice, but, I had seen him. That's the first time I ever seen anybody in a hospital, and I was expecting him to be all lively. Like, I remembered him, but he had tubes going all through his body. He actually couldn't speak, couldn't move. He wasn't like very conscious and stuff like that. So like that actually like changed me. And then when he got released from the hospital, about like 2 weeks later, he passed. So that was like a very pivotal moment in my life. And then after that, like. I didn't even know how to accept death for, like, a while after that. So, yeah, that was a very pivotal moment in my life.
Yo, get you some soup, yo. You sound awful. But, I mean, I don't want to make you such a heavy story. You know, I love you, dude. You're
man,
about,
it's,
oh,
it's the heat changes.
Talking about death.
It's the heat changes, man. Man, it went from 90 degrees down to 55 degrees outside, man. This weather got me all messed up.
All right, man. Make sure you take care of yourself, yo. Blur, what you got? You got a moment where you pivoted in life?
It wasn't like, I'll never feel this way, anything like that. But I was sitting there thinking about it while you were telling your story when New York was talking. Y'all, it's got to be when my son was born. It's funny because he's in the car with me right now. I'm taking him to work. Like, I dropped out of law school.
Yo, Uncle Bennett, what's up?
Yeah, he tired, man. He don't want to go to work, but he going. I dropped out of law school. I was like, nah, I was like halfway across the country. And I was like, nah, this ain't the man I want to be. This ain't the life I want to be. So I got to, like, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Because, like, up until that point, my life had been, like, on a kind of pretty scripted path. And it's like, all right, you know what? This ain't it. Now, I'm not going to have the mother of my child, my girl, like, doing this by herself or even close to by herself. So, you know, like, things got to change. We dropped it and everything, and we're going to go and handle business. And it's just been a different trajectory ever since then. So, yeah, that's definitely, like, a physical, metaphorical pivot. It was like, because it was like pretty scripted. Bang, bang, this the next step, this the next step, this the next step. They're like, oh, hold up. We ain't going that way no more. We going this way.
Okay. Hold, what you got?
I don't know that I have one. I don't think I have one specific thing that happened that created a pivot. At least not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Jack, you got anything? Damn, yeah, we fucking scored.
I don't know. I remember this one time, senior year. I was there with the bad crowd. And my friends started getting into it. It's a group of people. We all used to be cool, but he was more of, his brother was in a real gang, and he just wanted to be like him so much. So when our people that we were supposed to be cool with started doing some shady shit to his brother, I guess, they started getting into it, and they fought. But that's my boy. That was my homeboy. Like, we hung out all the time. We were always chilling. And ended up, I'm there in a situation with him. And it's a group of dudes. And my friend running across, we in the parking lot, the school parking lot. It's like 15 minutes before school ends. All I see him do is run out of truck. And like five dudes start following him, running after him. And literally in the car I was in, he gets punched. He fall on the ground and start getting his shit rocked. Mm-hmm. And I sit in the car.
You just watch him get down.
And then they look at me. And I'm like, don't you hang out with him?
No. You want some too, old man? No.
I was done. Just underreact. I caught one, this skinny sophomore kid, and I just took that hit. They was trying to get me out of the car, talking about it. Someone came outside. And I know from that point forward, I don't know, getting into something with someone, being a friend with someone that I know is in something bad, and that could become my problem if I'm in a wrong space.
Yeah, I used to see some of your Instagram pictures, and I used to call your cousin Jose, or my cousin Jose, your uncle Jose. And he's like, yeah, all right. You thought I was about to go down there and get you a couple times. What about you, DJ T-Sire, before we end the show? You got anything in your life that made you pivot? I was like, all right, I gotta change some things. Or no, this is why I made this decision. It's the right decision. It ain't got to be bad. I mean, I got a bunch of stuff, even good stuff. First time you made me coconut shrimp, I said, I'm going to be faithful to this one. I ain't got coconut shrimp since.
It's a long process.
I'm gonna love this one for the rest of my life. I ain't got shrimp since.
I had to be vein joints and everything. I made shrimp for you.
I know, I'm just joking. but we gotta go.
I just messed around and tried to kind of finesse my way through my residency, and it didn't work. So, I didn't officially finish it.
You didn't finish your residency? You're not a real doctor?
No, I got my degree. I finished my
school.
I finished school. I didn't finish mine.
So did you lie on your resume that you finished it?
No.
Did you get a job?
No, I still have my experience there. I just don't have a certificate. That's all. But I kind of dragged my feet here and there, and I guess I realized that, I felt like it was supposed to be my mentor's job to help me make sure that I get through everything, and she wasn't bothered with me.
So
I guess
white, or was she black?
White. They're all white. Okay. And,
coming from Hampton? I guess this is when you use a Texas.
Uh-huh. So, kind of like, well, how
did... She got some barbecue.
it's like, well, if no one ever checked to make sure everything's there, and it's just like, okay, well, you don't have what. Okay, well, no one ever, did a follow-up. And I was like, that was supposed to be her job to help me anyways. So, that's all. It's just, I got to... If I don't do it, it's not going to get done. And if I kind of drag my feet, then that's the consequence,
Yeah. So. All right, man. That's it for tonight, man. Good talk. I like it. We got on some, not really that heavy stuff at the end. But, I think it's a good conversation about. I think we should talk about the moments that change our lives more often because it provides a moment of reflection. Jack, we got to go. Anything you got anything before we roll?
Have a good night, y'all.
Cousins, good shit. Stop getting kicked out of places. She's just desired. You got anything to say before we roll?
Oh, thank God. I'm off this weekend. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, we got a lot of traveling to do this weekend.
I like being, yeah.
Blur, you got anything?
Don't get to see Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. Blur, so
shout out to the San Francisco 49ers, the greatest team in NFL, the greatest organization in NFL history worldwide. And, don't let your girlfriend have gay friends. Like, no gay people around my girl. It's just like, it's been a rule and it's going to stay a rule. Keep them away from your girl. Lessons have been learned.
But he wasn't gay. All right, we'll revisit that. New York, I know you're sick. You want to take us out, Paul?
Nah. Yeah, hold on. I need more of that story next week. Hold on. What happened? But other than that,
we got to...
Yeah, I mean, support Black Disney characters. Other than that, yeah, I mean, shout out to Sexy Red. She's one of my favorite artists out right now. Other than that, just stay healthy. Waiting for the weather to change, yeah, I mean, so we can get into Timberland weather. Other than that, have a good night. I'm going to get to this ginger root tea, and then y'all be easy.
All right, shout out to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for them bongos.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.